You're listening to Real to Real with Coach Herb and B, a podcast that brings you community and culture with your host, Coach Herb and B.
Hey, 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 y'all. What's happening? This is Coach Herb. I'm joined by my homegirl B as usual, and we are at this new fantastic Cycle Studio with Liz, the owner, right?
Hi, guys. Yeah.
Yes.
And Liz, is this
welcome.
A new kind of thing that's going on, like this new craze about like studios that just dedicate to certain things.
Yep.
Is that what we're looking at right here?
Are you talking about cycling? I love that.
New trail cycling.
I love how you like, set that up right.
Yeah. Yep, that's what we're looking at. We started off with just indoor cycling, and then we've added in some strength classes. Before the pandemic, we had some classes that were like half on the bike, half off the bike, and some circuit training and things like that. And then during the pandemic, that was sort of a necessary shift because not everybody has a bike at home. So a lot of our folks, you know, we rented the bikes out during the pandemic.
You rented these bikes out?
I did.
Oh,
yeah.
Bless you.
They lived.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you better believe that contract was like this long. I'm giving away my babies. Please bring them back.
Yes.
But yeah, we went all virtual. And so we had 20 people rented bikes at their house. And then we wanted something to obviously serve the rest of our customers.
I just want to show
one of these bikes because realistically, if you look at these bikes, that is something else to give up.
That's why I was like, you gave them away.
Yes.
What were you thinking?
I mean, I trusted my people, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Which truly, like, that's kind of the whole thing is that it's to create this community where everybody knows each other. They're invested. They're invested in what I'm doing. I'm invested in what they're doing. So in that way, it was easy to do because I trusted the people who were taking them. And so, yeah, we were all virtual for a while and then came back in. Now still do cycling.
Like half and half, right?
Yeah, some strength, yoga as well. So a little bit of a mix of things.
Oh, my goodness. Right. You do yoga in here, too?
Yeah,
we do. One day a week.
They do quite a good. Well, it's also very good to stretch because cyclists do not do a lot of stretching that they should because I've been.
Are you speaking for yourself? Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I'm sensing that there's a little.
I'm literally thinking that I'm looking at you and being like, it feels a little like it's hitting home.
Yeah, it's a little bit. It is hitting home a little bit. Like, I should be doing this.
Yeah.
I don't.
I know. That's how a lot of us are. Yeah.
And so, so we're going to circle back a little bit because we want you to tell us about yourself and how you got into doing this particular business.
So it goes back a long time. Back in college, I started teaching group X classes.
Okay.
So combination of things. I was a psychology major and started working, obviously, at the fitness center in college. And it was kind of my boss there that when it came around to graduation, and I was like, oh, I feel like I need to start grad school. Is that really the direction I want to go in? And he was kind of like, I know you want to help people and you have this huge passion for fitness too. So why don't you
Combine them together?
So then I actually started working out of college at the YWCA downtown. So right near the Verizon Center.
Oh, you ain't got to tell us. I know about that place.
Oh, you do?
You daggone right. I know about that place.
All right. Well, we'll talk more on
Yes, exactly.
Off camera.
I love that place. Yes. Or loved it. How about that?
I know.
Yes.
Loved it. Yes. So that was kind of my foray into like fitness management. But really my sort of passion there was driven by programming and figuring out like what did people need, how could I help them figure out what they needed. Then worked for the town of Herndon as their fitness specialist. So I ran all their fitness programs.
So were you at the
I was about to say like at the community center.
Right by the fitness center. Across from my desk is my office. So you know when you walk in and there's the fitness, small group fitness.
Mm-hmm.
That was my baby. Oh, I started that. Excellent. I turned it into
that
ping pong room. Yeah.
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 I love
so that was sort of, and then I took it away and turned it into a fitness studio. But that was sort of, another great learning experience for this was doing that small group training. And I love the vibe of the community center, the YWCA, the sort of laid back, welcoming, all are welcome. And I really always wanted to do it on my own and take it to the smaller level and have the high-end equipment, be able to do the programming that I wanted to do, but still have that same vibe. So I think everybody who comes in here, when you say, like, why do you come here and why do you come back? They'll all say, I think, it's not necessarily the workout. We do a great workout, but it's the people and it's the, like, I felt really comfortable here. And
usually the reason why you end up working out is because of the people.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
They motivate you.
Yeah, they do, for sure. And to me, it's always been about general wellness. And I think boutique fitness in particular in small studios like this, it's very vanity driven. Mm-hmm. And that's not who we are. Okay. It's like, I don't care what your background is, what you look like when you roll through that door. We're here for everybody. So I wanted to sort of take that and stick it to the boutique fitness arena. So that's how this came about. So when I stayed home as a stay-at-home mom for a while, and this was sort of on the back burner of like, when am I going to do it?
Okay.
And then I just watched this space stay vacant. I don't know how familiar you are with Lake Ann and this.
I'm pretty familiar.
Yeah. So this
He's
used
way
to be
more familiar
the old pharmacy. Yes. And so when Larry retired and the pharmacy just sat, I just kind of was like, ooh.
It just closed like, one day. You come here. Yeah. I mean, they had everything in the pharmacy.
They did have everything.
It's kind of interesting because they had food.
Food. It was a cafe. It was a cafe.
Pharmacy.
Post office. There was everything. Yeah.
Like literally, it was like the strangest thing. Yeah. It was like a upscale bodega.
Bodega.
Like, I was like, what is this going on here?
Yep. And now like, here we are. And would you have thought, oh, this would be a great space for a fitness studio?
I wouldn't have probably thought.
But now looking at it, I'm like, I don't really know what else it could be.
It definitely rolls into like.
It fits.
Yeah.
Appropriately.
Fits. Yeah. Yeah, so I kind of watched it just sit vacant and kept being like, I just feel like that's my space. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that's the place. And I think that was like right when I had our third baby.
What year was that?
That was 2015. Mm-hmm. And I kind of thought I'd lose my mind if I did it then. It was kind of like, it is where I want to be, but I just had another baby. I just need to wait. So I waited like a year and then started the process of trying to get the space.
So how was that? I mean, this area is very exclusive, and I mean, like, not exclusive, but in a sense, like, you know,
a different word.
It's a different what? Exclusive?
Yes.
I mean, I think it's good.
No, it's a...
Oh. I meant to, like, you know, you come over here and you're like, oh my goodness, it's lake life, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What makes you want to like set up shop here and be like, you know, this is my clientele and this is who I want to have come
serve
here.
So when we first moved to Reston, we were like walking distance from Lake Ann on that side, now we're that way. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Lake Ann just has this like tight
homey vibe.
You know, and I feel like I like there's so much character here.
Yes,
you know, is. I didn't really see myself operating in a, there's something like not as personal, I guess, to me about other locations.
Just like the old
no, you can say that.
Feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just the old Reston feel.
But that, I like how you said homey, but I would go with cozy.
Cozy. Yes.
Right. It's more, it's tight. You feel like you know everybody because you are in this kind of sub circle bubble.
Yeah. It's right. It's a bubble within a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. And I think when we first moved here, that was before Calypso's opened, you know, so it's like watching sort of the shift of the plaza too, and turnover and turning into new businesses, more businesses coming in. So to me, that was also really exciting of like, how can we also bring more life to the plaza. So I couldn't really picture it anywhere else. Like, I didn't really shop around to a whole lot of locations. I think if I hadn't gotten this, it would have been tricky to decide where to go.
Well, yeah. So you know, as you're explaining that, like, I was thinking, like, all these places, all these businesses also have residential above, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting because this is actually a good thing, because I don't think it gets super loud with your cycle studio stuff, does it?
Oh. I soundproof like you wouldn't believe, Herb. Those are about to say, like, the last tiles. Yeah. Above those tiles, we've got about this much soundproofing, and above that, we got about this much concrete.
Okay.
So we turn the volume up. It's not overwhelming, but but there is some volume.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. You know, but because
I was going to say, because I'm like, I know that you did some amazing stuff outdoors during like the COVID period. I mean, tell us about your COVID life, because that's a different beast in itself.
COVID life is a thing.
Like, I know you did some amazing like night rides and like daytime rides and just things to bring people together.
Super
like,
early rides.
Yeah. Super early rides. But you know what? And our early is nowhere near our old early. This has been like one of the pandemic shifts, right? It's like people used to get up and come here at 5 a.m. And now
they're like, you know what? Early
is
7.
Do I have to do 6:30? Liz, it's so early.
It's so early.
I know. It's the shift. Yeah. Pandemic. I mean, I feel incredibly grateful that I have the outdoor space, because without it, we just wouldn't have functioned, right? I think one of the things that's nice too about our sort of the close-knit community is there's a sense of safety too, of like people know that I'm looking out for you because I actually care who you are and I care about you and I, you know, want you to be well. So that helped during COVID. But yeah, we went virtual. Then we went outside.
Disco, I think,
we did. So outside, we did get this silent video. Disco.
I got y'all on Instagram.
I was about to say, I was here. Okay. I saw you outside.
Very shiny, very sparkly lights.
That's how I reached out to you and was like, oh, I know. Oh, let me see.
So we had, headphones outside, night rides, daytime stuff, and virtual too. So knowing too that some of our people aren't comfortable coming in, and that's fine. So how can we still serve them and help them? So we've done, you know, inside, outside, online, all over the place.
And so do you guys recommend, hey, you should probably invest in this type of bike to join our virtual classes, or do you still rent out bikes?
I'm actually renting out a few for the winter, just because we're still spread out in here.
Yes.
You know, you can see the bikes aren't nearly as close together. So I am renting out some for the winter.
How many bikes do you have total?
20.
To rent out.
Oh, to rent out. I only have like 3 left to rent out for the winter. But at home, I have definitely given advice when people have asked, you know, if I want to get a bike for home, what can I do? But then also, like, I have people that take me on runs. I'm teaching a ride and they've got me on their earbuds as they're running. And so they're doing the intervals that we're doing, you know, it's like, all right, if we're sprinting on the bike,
they're sprinting on the
sprint, you know, or I have someone they who have regularly,
they are committing.
Yeah,
but they are committing. Yeah. But people at home have ellipticals, they have treadmills. I've got someone on Saturday morning. She always takes my class and it's half on the bike, half off the bike. And she's on her treadmill. And so the way we do it is we do it on Zoom so that we can see them, which helps with form, but it also helps if I know you're at home on the treadmill. I'm like, that does not look like an incline.
You still do them, and you still do them on Zoom if you're outdoors.
So right now, if someone is outside, we do still have it on Zoom as
well. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. I know.
Join me.
I know.
Don't act like you can't sign up. That's
exactly.
Right.
Sweat local, right?
Sweat local.
Mm-hmm. No, and it's been nice. You know, it's a good way to still connect with people and meet
somewhere.
Is
your business doing kids classes?
So my kids are always asking for kids classes. They're actually asking, Mom, when can we, like, you know,
come and
leave?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
yeah.
Like, not quite yet. So we've done some teen stuff.
Okay.
And teen teams, actually, too. For the bikes, you've got to be 4'11 and taller. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that hits that.
That hits the
fifth, sixth, and up. So my hope is to eventually do more teen programs.
Okay.
But once the pandemic hit, you know.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
that kids are getting vaccinated and stuff like that, it kind of opens that door up a little bit more.
Yeah, I was exactly about to say that now that they're able to be vaccinated and be able to venture out a little bit more,
yeah.
It's more accessible to come in here and do.
Yeah, because I mean, I started riding in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was an athlete who got hurt and had a lot of pent up energy about that that I couldn't play.
What'd you do?
I tore up my shoulder playing tennis and lacrosse.
Oh.
Yeah. So. My physical therapist was like, you better just go get in that dark room over there. There are some bikes in there. Mm-hmm. The instructor is going to lead you through a class. And yeah. then, and I was kind of hooked. It was like such a nice thing as a teenager to go into that dark room
and be
sweat
by yourself
it out,
and, yeah.
be in your zone and not worry about anybody else or anything that was going on. So that was such a, you know, a life changer really
okay.
for me. So I'd love to get more teens in here.
So with that said, like, are you expanding outside of these walls at all to go into a community and do some type of programming or anything like that? Or?
Potentially. Yeah.
That's the secret.
So, I know.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Talk about stuff that's not concrete yet.
Well, so the plan has always been to have like New Trail, which is why it's not the name New Trail. Can go in different directions,
correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that was intentional because a lot of my training background is in strength. Okay. So the plan has always been to expand and potentially have other physical locations where we do more strength training, personal training,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
things like that. So, you know, definitely the pandemic put a little damper on
mm-hmm.
expansion plans for
correct.
The time being.
But I wasn't even thinking like a brick and mortar space. I'm thinking just
going
into,
out and mm-hmm. doing things. Yeah. And that I'm always game for.
Because I know that you would go and do things at the town center and
right.
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just going back out and you know, doing
offering programs mm-hmm. other places. Yeah, for sure. And we've done that, you know, some going into locations, whether
mm-hmm.
it's a corporation who wants
okay.
us to come
yeah.
in and do a class,
mm-hmm.
things like that. So yeah, that's definitely there. And maybe at some point expanding physical locations, we'll see.
Yes.
Yeah.
More to come. It looks like it's,
yeah.
it
definitely
yeah,
we'll
looks
see.
Like that.
We'll see.
So that'll be good. That'll be good. Do you guys, do different themes? Like
ooh.
For cycling, do you have like, let's just say, you know,
you'd like
hard rock music? Or,
yeah.
Herb,
yeah,
what are
yeah.
you looking to
I know,
do?
I'm
yeah,
like,
exactly. What would you like
if
to do?
We build it, will you come though, Herb? Will you come? Can
hip-hop
we get you in for a ride?
Would definitely.
I really feel like you can get.
Intrigue me.
We like to dress up.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what I was getting.
Yeah, about to say we'll dress up.
That theme of
okay.
like,
but
hey,
if the music is right,
disco night. Or
oh, we'll come
we
right
had
on
disco
in.
Disco day.
Actually.
Oh, disco day.
Yeah, and we don't need to wait for night. To
that
our
is
disco.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, we love a good theme. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely. I mean, music it can increase your athletic performance
correct.
So much,
correct.
Right? So it's like if it's not. If the music isn't right, it'll kill it.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Like,
that's what
nothing
I'm,
worse than
like
trying
the vibe,
to do a workout.
The
and
vibe,
have,
would, yes.
I mean, I love your silent sure. disco that you did, and I want you to do it again.
Yes, ma'am.
So the silent disco, how does that work? Is it just, they just...
You got headphones.
Headphones.
Yes,
headphones. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right,
the
like,
light up and, you know, yeah.
You pick your station.
Yeah, you
nice.
Can do all sorts of stuff.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, love a good theme. Usually... Okay. Over the course of a month, we've usually got a couple classes that have different themes. So you never know what
all
you
right.
might find.
So and so it's a standard member. I know I'm going off tangent.
Is it,
see?
Yeah.
Is it a standard membership that you guys set up, or is it like month to month, or do you have a year membership, or do you just?
It's kind
go,
of a hodgepodge to sort of
okay.
fit what.
The needs of the client.
Yeah. And that's mm-hmm. kind of, that's another one of my things is like,
good.
I hate stuff that isn't straightforward. Right. You know, like, I actually want you to come. Right. I don't want to just have you use a membership that you're not going to use, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. So we have drop-in classes. Oh, okay. You could just come in one at a time, mm-hmm. or you could do a package. Like, our most mm-hmm. popular package is a pack of 10.
Okay.
And that expires over 6 months. Okay. So you got plenty of time to come in and use it. Okay. But we have from that up to an unlimited membership. And those members can come as many times as they want. They can do it online. Those are the committed ones.
Sorry, sorry.
I like how you said that's the crazy.
Yeah, they're very dedicated. And our dedicated friends can, come online or come in person whenever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good, though, because, like, the options are a lot better because there's people that would, you know, hey, I'm traveling. We do a drop in. I want to come by here. Oh, I'm going to be out of town for another 2 months. So then I'll come and do another drop in. Or they'll buy a packet for 6 months and utilize it whenever they can.
Well, and I know, cycling, maybe somebody wants to do it once a week.
Right.
So, like, I also recognize that I can't necessarily serve everyone's needs all the time. Mm-hmm. So, and that's fine. There are plenty of other great places to work out too.
There are, but there's nothing like New Trail Cycle.
That's right.
There you go.
I hear a lot of good things.
You like that? I hear a lot of good things. That's right.
Thank you.
Well, my last question is, or more so, it's not a question. It's more about you just plugging your place in. We need you to tell everybody where you are.
Where you are.
What to do to join.
Yes.
Got it.
Where to come, you know, all of that.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
We're located at Lake Ann Plaza. Okay. If you're not familiar with Lake Ann, it is the original town center of Reston. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
It's where the farmer's market is. So I know some people even come to the farmer's market and they didn't know there was a lake here.
Yeah.
They're like, I didn't know there was a lake. I'm like, just keep walking.
They only go to, like, the parking lot, right?
Yes.
Like they don't walk past the parking lot.
It's like there's a whole other. So we're at Lake Ann Plaza next to the museum. And best way to find out more is on our website. The schedule is on there. So it's newtrailcycling.com. And the schedule's on there. Booking a class, you would do that online. We have a special that's 3 classes for $45 for our new participants. And all the info about virtual classes is on there as well. Classes 7 days a week. Come and check us out.
Awesome. Nice.
Until next time,
folks. Thank you, Liz, for hosting us and letting us come and sit there in your studio. And we will see y'all when we see y'all.
There we go.
Peace.
The Real to Real podcast is presented by Herbert Williams Beffo and Bianca Miskitis. Our producer is Ben Runyon. Our technical director is Nick Patry. Audio and video lead is Megan Kottner. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow and like us on Facebook and Instagram at Real to Real and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, or anywhere else podcasts are found. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. It's been Real with Coach Herb and B.